friend of the show. He goes from Washington to Montreal, and I understand now, Carl Alsner and his family that you're. So what's up today? You're looking at houses. Is that your day?
Yeah, kind of. We're on our way to go look at a couple places, and we're just at the passport office all day. So we're just starting the house hunt now.
House hunt. So what are you looking for?
I'm looking for a house.
Yeah, I know. what would you like? Four bed, three bed servants. Like what's your style? Condo? Are you looking for a downtown condo? Or are you looking for a on like a nice cul-de-sac? Like what's your thought process?
Cul-de-sac would be nice if we could find that. That would be great. We're just looking for any kind of house that
any kind of house.
Any kind of house that's like a single family home, not a condo.
Right.
We'd like a yard. Right. Something that's, I guess, kind of close to the practice rink since we spend most of the time at the practice rink and a little bit away from the hustle and bustle. We got two kids, so we need a little space for the toys and a yard. So that's our plan right now.
That is true. And do you still have the dogs that ripped up your house that one time in Washington?
Yeah, we still have two of them. After they ripped it up, we got rid of the one. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. you are a realtor's dream. Any type of house, and that works. So so you're in Montreal. I'm sure it's a little overwhelming. Like tell me what the whole courtship period was with the Habs. I know there was a lot of teams that were trying to get in under the cap and figure out what we could do. When did you talk to Montreal? When did you know it was a thing? It was possible for you.
We talked to them. My agent talked to them on. This was a Sunday before the free agency period. So, but whatever, that 6 days before free agency started, about maybe coming out for a visit. And so we went out Monday, and we got to meet with Marc Bergevin, and I spoke to Claude on the phone and met a bunch of the staff at the practice rink and just kind of toured around there. Mm-hmm. We went and looked at the neighborhoods where the guys lived and then spent a night just kind of walking around the old Montreal, and then we left the next day. So it was about 24 hours, I guess, but that's really all we needed to realize how amazing of a city it is here and how amazing of the organization. I mean, the practice facility that we saw is out of this world nice. It was just that. We were here for 24 hours about, and then we ended up making a decision 6 days later.
Without getting into too many specifics, maybe, but what sold you? Are you a guy? Well, I know you're not a guy that it's like, hey, they offered me an extra $20 bill, so I'm here. So why Montreal? That comes with its own set of challenges.
Right. So obviously, just by the way that they, talked to me and showed me around, and they made us feel like we were really wanted. So that was probably the number one thing. You want to go to a team that really wants you on their squad, really is going to treat you well. So that was one of the number one things. Obviously wanting to win and going to an organization that's willing to do anything to win, which I've been fortunate that I was with Washington, always spending to the cap and all those kind of good things. So that was something that was really high on our list. And then a city that we like and mm-hmm. know is going to be good for the kids and for us. And I talked to Shea Weber, and he said that he really liked it here, and they had a good group of guys with quite a few young kids and daycares and all that good stuff that you start to think about when you're in this position. And so there's a bunch of different factors, but it just made sense. And they really wanted us to come here, and that was a good feeling.
You were a long-time Capital. You were there, through thick and thin and playoff series and disappointing losses, a lot of those. And as you leave, like, would you have thought, 7 years later, 8 years later, that this was a group in your era, in the Ovechkin era, that they weren't going to make a Final Four? It's shocking to think about it in retrospect. Do you leave with a little bit of, what-if scenarios?
Yeah, unfortunately, I agree. I'm shocked that we never made it past the second round. I guess when we really look at it, we played some really hard teams, really, really good teams there in Pittsburgh. So that's, you know, I guess it makes you feel a little bit better, but it's still pretty shocking. We had amazing teams. We had, you know, pretty good health all the time when we were in the playoffs for the most part. And it just doesn't really add up, the fact that we could never make it to the third round. So it's nice to, you know, kind of get a fresh start here, and mm-hmm. Hopefully, you know, have a good season, go into the playoffs, and then go in with you know, nothing in the back of your head, and just go out there and play, and hopefully move on.
Do you know? And yeah, you ran into some good teams. There's no doubt about it. You know, there was years, you know, against Montreal and whatever year there was, 2010, 2011, where you got Yaroslav Halak. It was always something. And then the team changed, right? You went from the, you know, Mike Green, Semin, Fleischman, Ovechkin, high-flying offense to more of a defensive team that maybe, you know, fit your style a little more. But you were through it all. Can you find a reason? Like, is there one reason where you say, this is why we didn't win, this was our problem as a team?
It was always different. There was always something that came up, which is kind of the exciting thing about the playoffs. But the last 2 years, it just seemed to, you know, we kind of dried up on the scoring goals a little bit in the playoffs, and just kind of at the wrong time. You know, there was the 1 year, obviously, when Jaro was phenomenal in that. And then there was the years with, when we had Dale Hunter, and I thought we had a really, really good chance of going on past the second round. Then we lost in seven. We were up in the series 3-2 and lost in overtime in game six. And that, I mean, we had lots of opportunities in that one. We were too defensive. We didn't score any goals. We just waited for the power play and we never got the power play. So, I mean, we lost in a bunch of different ways. We tried them all out, and, you know, it's frustrating, but I don't know the exact reason. You know, the guys that we had on the team were great on the ice and great off the ice. We had no problems, really, so it's hard to put your finger on it.
I've talked to you about Ovi before, but as you leave and you might never be his teammate again, what's the overall impression of spending your career with Alexander Ovechkin? What's your lasting, you know, thought?
Well, luck. I mean, I'm lucky that I had the opportunity to play with him. One of the guys that you will look back and say, oh, yeah, I played with him. I hear guys say, oh, yeah, I got to play with or against Wayne Gretzky or Mario Lemieux. And it's like, that's pretty sweet. He's going to be one of those guys for me that I'll get to talk about. But, I mean, everybody knows everything about Ovi. He's pretty open, amazing goal scorer, hilarious guy. Just kind of going back and thinking of some of the things that he's done over the years. So you know what? It's really positive. I would have loved to have been a part of the team that won a Stanley Cup with him, but unfortunately, that's the way it works sometimes. So it's a good impression. And you know what? There's other guys on the team that are sneaky good that don't get enough notice, and those are also guys that I'll have fond memories with.
He is Carl Alzner, the latest free agent acquisition of the Montreal Canadiens. So the pressure doesn't bother you then? I mean, you're back in Canada. You're a free agent in Canada. Montreal has been the most interesting NHL team probably over the last 18 months, between PK Subban and Shea Weber and the Carey Price deal. And now they got Drouin, and Marc Bergeron's not afraid to make deals. But the pressure obviously doesn't bother you, the controversy, if that's where you choose to sign.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, I guess. You just kind of deal with it. And, you know, I haven't really experienced it. I've talked to couple guys about it, and just kind of get their thoughts and, you know, how to handle those kind of things. And you know what? I don't really get too caught up in reading the tabloids, and you know what? I just don't get involved in it. So as long as I play hard and you know, everybody respects the way that I play the game around town, then that's, I think it's going to be fine. And as for the team, I mean, you know, you always give everything that you have, and your teammates respect that. So I hope there's no issues. I don't expect to see any issues, but, you know, things can change. You start losing a few games and things change. But like I said, I got a pretty pretty clear head when it comes to things like that. And I'm just going to deal with it as they come.
Are we going to see you play with Shea Weber 5-on-5, do you think?
I would assume at times, probably. I imagine things are going to get kind of switched up every now and then. And sorry, I'm trying to drive here and navigating.
That's okay. We'll let you go right away.
Yeah, no, I would assume at some point.
Yeah.
But things are going to change as the season goes on. We're going to have injuries, I'm sure, and all those kind of things that happen. So I would love to, because he's obviously an elite defenseman and he makes people better. But we're going to have some options, I think. And that's going to be a strength of our team.
So you did a lot of good things in Washington. This is the only thing I didn't like about your time in Washington, is that you were my insider Nationals source. And I remember you saying, oh, you guys are going to love Drew Storen. Nope. Nope. No, we didn't. And he was a nice guy, but yeah, he didn't pitch very well here. So.
Yeah, well, I can't exactly tell you exactly how he's going to pitch, but you're going to love him because he's a great guy. So right. I wouldn't.
Oh, okay. Now the scouting report's changing. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you know what? That happens. Unfortunately, I still keep in touch with Drew, and you know, it's too bad, but he, everything seems to be going pretty good for him in his life right now, and that's the main thing.
That's the main thing, said all the Blue Jays fans. Thanks, Carl. Enjoy Montreal. Good luck in the house hunt. Any type of house. That's basically the way you're looking at today.
For the most part. As long as it's for sale, yeah.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Good luck. He is Carl Alsner, the Montreal Canadiens.